right, so listen, is it okay if you have a boyfriend to bring a guy friend to a wedding? Well, that's a little situation here, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what's going on with me. My friends are kind of giving me some crap about it, and I want to know if it's okay.
Yeah, by the way, 707, it's Chris and the crew. Chris, Joe, Gian, a little cloudy out there today. High's about 83 right now, 56 at PST.
So I have a, like, distant friend wedding I'm going to, and my boyfriend is away.
You grew up though, right? Like, yeah. Childhood friend.
Yeah, we talk here and there, but I have to go. Right. I have to go. So my boyfriend's not around, and I figured one of my other childhood friends who kind of knows the girl, but they didn't really keep in touch too much, is around. So I was just going to bring him as the plus one and call it a day so I don't have to go by myself.
Okay.
Is there anything wrong with, I mean, I've been friends with them since I was in kindergarten. I don't think it's weird.
Here's the thing. The boyfriend aspect, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Your boyfriend's going to be away. You know, I don't think there's any threat to your relationship.
No.
But if the bride does know this guy, I don't think I would bring him as a plus one, because if she wanted him there, she would have invited him.
That's a good point. Is it weird? Like, I don't know. I feel like I'd rather bring someone she knows than some random person she doesn't know, right?
That's a good point, too. You don't want, as a bride, like when I got married, I even said to my friends, you have to run by your plus ones by me, because I don't want some randos there that are going to ruin the night
and
or
I
something.
Get that.
You know what I mean?
I so get that. But I also get your point, too. I'm not really focusing. My friends kind of thought it was a little messed up that they're like, oh, you're going to bring some other guy. And I'm like, it's not some other guy. I've been friends with him since I was 5.
Right.
You know, it's not, I don't think that's weird.
Yeah, I don't think that's weird. Unless your boyfriend has a problem with it.
No.
If he's uncomfortable with it, then I would say just go by yourself.
It's not like I'm going to be like, oh, I'm wearing purple, you should wear a purple tux. Like, no, we're not doing that.
Right.
You know, like, it's just someone to go with. He knows the bride. Has nothing to do. Well, we'll just bring him.
That, to me, is the sticking point.
It is, because it could go either way, right? I guess
if she wanted him there, she would have asked him.
I know, but then at the same time, do I just bring a random friend and call it a day?
Is that what the plus one is for? Like, do you have to run it by the bride? I think that's kind of cool, but I don't know.
I don't really know how this works. I haven't been there yet, so I don't really
know. Let's just open the phones. So should she bring this childhood friend of hers? So he kind of knows the bride, although he wasn't invited. Her boyfriend's gone. All right, you got to tell her what to do here. Sienna wants to bring another man to a wedding.
Oh, God.
It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. So here's the deal. Your boyfriend's going to be away, right? Like, he's legit with his friends going to be away.
Right. So he has tickets to this thing, and he's in Florida. So I'm kind of by myself. And I'm going to a childhood friend's wedding who I keep up with here and there, but enough, I guess, to get invited. So it's either go by myself, or I could bring my childhood friend who's a guy who didn't get an invite because they didn't stay, I guess, as close.
But he also knows the bride, right?
Yeah, so I feel like I'd rather bring someone who knows the bride than some random person who doesn't.
Or just go by yourself.
Who wants to go by themselves? I don't really know
that many people. Look in the app chat, though. Somebody's saying when she got married, the plus ones that didn't come allowed her to put some of the B-listers on the A-list.
You
know what I mean?
Right.
So I wouldn't just bring some rando, because then maybe she could invite someone else that maybe she couldn't previously.
Well, yeah.
And I really do think, because she knows this guy, if she really wanted him at her wedding, she would have sent him his own invitation.
I'm also seeing, though, Ann in Riverton wrote into the PST app chat and said when she got married that there was a guest limit, which happens, you know?
Of course.
So one of her friends brought another friend who she wasn't actually able to put on the list.
Right, exactly.
But they brought him as a plus one.
Oh, so that was good then.
It was good.
That was her way in.
So it was like, I didn't get a chance to invite you, but I'm so glad you came as a plus one. It worked out perfect.
I gotcha.
So maybe the same, I don't know.
Well, then maybe you just need to ask her, hey, look, I'm planning on bringing whatever his name is and seeing if she's okay with that. Does she get that much of a say as the bride?
I don't know. See, so Shereen Princeton said, out of curiosity, out of courtesy, it would be good to ask the bride, send her a message and tell her who
that's
your plus one is. It's not going to be your boyfriend.
That's what I'm thinking.
I feel like that's definitely the way to go. But would you rather, I think I'd rather someone there that I know than some random who's going to bring the, like, what if they brought the vibes down?
Just go by yourself. You're going to have tons of friends there.
I know, but it's...
You're not going to want to babysit him either.
But it's an old friend. So I don't know. It's going to be a lot of her new friends and stuff that I don't really know.
Well, then I would just ask the bride.
Okay. I guess that's what I'm going to do then.
7:17. It's Chris and the crew. And listen, we're going to play Can't Beat Chris coming up at 7:40. Your chance to beat me in a little pop culture trivia quiz. I'm definitely beatable.
She lost yesterday.
Back to zero.
So we'll see how it goes today.
So, yeah, make sure you're listening. 7:40, we'll do it.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
All right, on the way at 7:48, we're going to do the scoop. Oh, my God, brace yourselves. Audio emojis are coming to your phone calls. I'll fill you in.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
So there's something that all new cars are going to have pretty soon, and I'm not sure you're going to like it all that much. It's Chris and the crew, Chris, Joe, Gianna. It's looking like an okay day out there today. Mix of sun and clouds. It'll be warm, about 83 later on this afternoon. Right now we're in the 50s, mid-50s, 56 at PST.
So we found out that the U.S. will require automatic emergency braking on your cars within the next 5 years.
And they do say it's going to save lives.
Hundreds of lives. And I do believe that. But at the same time, isn't it the scariest feature in your car?
I have the feature in my car
now.
Me
too.
And I ended up turning it off. You can enable it and disable it and everything like that. I would be driving down the road or, like, you know, when I get into my neighborhood, everybody kind of parks in their driveways and on the streets and stuff. And I kind of swing around to go in my driveway. I guess it sensed that I was too close to the neighbor's car. And it, like,
it stopped.
I jerked. Like, it was scary.
I do not like it.
And mine, I was not going to hit the car.
No.
Like, I was in full control.
It only does it on mine when I'm in reverse. So if I'm trying to parallel park in a tight spot, it'll slam on the brakes if I get too close, which kind of annoys me. It did it to me coming to work today.
You know what else it'll do it to my car? When you're going around curves, because it senses that another car is coming in your direction.
Gotcha.
So if you're going around like a bend, let's say, okay, clearly there's another car coming, but they're going to bend around you.
Right,
but
right.
It senses that it's coming right at me. So it'll start going beep, beep. I'm like, oh my God.
I know. It's the scariest feature. And I know for every 5 times that it scares you when you're doing the right thing, I'm sure one time it'll really, really help you out if you're not paying close enough attention to what you're doing. But at the same time, it's such a scary feature. I don't know if I want it.
Yeah, I don't know. 7:33. It's Chris and the crew. Don't forget, in the 9 o'clock hour, we got some Billie Eilish tickets for you. Yeah, you know, her tour is coming to Philly in October. All week long, you're listening to win them before you can buy them. So sometime in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to play a Billie Eilish song. When you hear it, just be caller 9-609-243-9778, or you can even tap the call button on the on our app, the 945 PST app, and you could win. So make sure you're listening sometime in the 9 o'clock hour.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
Coming up at 7:40 in just a few minutes, we're going to play Can't Beat Chris. Chris lost yesterday.
Yeah, big old loser.
She's trying to climb back up that ladder. So we'll see how she does. 7:40.
Okay. It can't beat Chris. Can't beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
Who is our contestant today for Can't Beat Chris?
Hey, it's Melissa from Philly, and I can beat Chris.
Oh, boy. She said that with confidence.
She's awake this morning.
Oh,
I like
boy.
It.
Listen, gotta have that confidence.
Melissa, is there any, like, area of pop culture that, like, you would say you're an expert in?
No, I listen to 94.5, so I'm able to know all different areas of music. You guys are keeping me up to date on everything.
Look at that. We love her.
So what we're going to do, Melissa, is Chris will leave the room. You're going to get the first shot at these 3 questions. Chris will come back, and we'll see who got more right, okay?
Okay. Chris, get out of the room.
Oof. Okay, I'll be back. You do your thing. I'll see you in a minute.
All right, Melissa, first question. Today is David Beckham's birthday. What sport is he famous for playing?
Soccer, or football in their country, but it's really soccer. Lock it in.
All right. Second question. Starbucks released new spicy lemonades to their menu. What U.S. city is home to the first Starbucks location?
I don't know. I'm from Philly, so I'm going to go with Philly. Lock it in.
You know, it is Philly against the world, and I say that as a proud Philadelphian too, Melissa. The third and final question. Britney Spears deleted her Instagram after settling a legal battle with her father. Name this Britney Spears song.
You think I'm in love, I'm Not That Innocent.
You're locking in I'm Not That Innocent as the song title, right?
Yes, lock it in.
All right. Can't Be Chris is powered by Legoland Discovery Center Philadelphia. Jump into a world of creativity, color, playful learning, info, and tickets. Philadelphia.LegolandDiscoveryCenter.com. Hi, Chris.
Hey there.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm all set.
First question. It's David Beckham's birthday. What sport is he most famous for playing?
Soccer.
You both said soccer. You're both correct.
Oh, good job.
Now, I would give Melissa a bonus point if I were eligible to, because Melissa said football in their country, and she's right about that, too.
Yeah, that's true, right? Yeah. Sure.
Second question for you, Chris. Okay. Starbucks released new spicy lemonades to their menu. What U.S. city is home to the first Starbucks location?
That would be Seattle.
Chris said Seattle. Melissa said, I'm from Philly, so I'm going to say Philly, which I love.
Maybe Wawa, but not Starbucks.
The correct answer is Seattle. So Chris is out to a 2-1 lead, Melissa. Third and final question of the morning. Britney Spears deleted her Instagram after settling a legal battle with her father. Name this Britney Spears song.
I love that song. It's called Oops, I Did It Again.
Are you feeling confident in your answer, Melissa?
No.
Oh, what'd you say, girl?
Melissa said, I'm Not That Innocent.
Oh, well, that's one of the lines, but that's not the
that's
title.
That's my catchphrase. The correct answer is Oops, I Did It Again. Chris wins today 3-1.
Oh.
Melissa, have you ever heard Can't Be Chris?
Yeah.
So you know what's coming?
I do.
Yeah, I hate this part too, Melissa. Can you say it?
My name's Melissa from Philly, and I can't beat Chris.
Melissa, just for being a good contestant, you get a pair of tickets to see Teddy Swims at the Ocean Casino Resort in Atlantic City. It's happening Saturday, September 28th.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Teddy Swims brings his Everything But Therapy tour to Ovation Hall on Saturday, September 28th. Tickets on sale now at theoceanac.com. But hang on, you're going for free.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Brittany and Sam Asghari finalized their divorce 8 months after, you know, they announced that they were splitting up. Nothing crazy. They filed the prenup. She had like an ironclad prenup.
I'm sure. I'm happy
and
at least.
But there was word that he was going to contest it and try to get more, but in the end he didn't. Brittany's going to keep like miscellaneous jewelry, personal stuff, as well as what she earned like before, during, and after their marriage. There is some stuff that's going to be divided. I didn't really see the specifics, but he is going to get something.
Right.
By the way, I heard the stories of her being broke or going broke are absolutely ridiculous. I mean, think about it. It does make sense. She just had that book deal that's making her millions and millions.
And also, she's Britney Spears.
She's got a lot.
You know, she's got a lot of money.
She's got a lot. I wouldn't worry about her going broke. So, Clausen's pickle-flavored wine spritzer, back by popular demand.
Oh, my God.
Did you remember this, John? It started as an April Fool's joke. And
I forgot about this.
People were like, no, we really want this.
This is blowing my mind. I totally forgot about this.
You can pre-order a pack of 8 on SpritzSociety.com, $50. If you pre-order now, you're going to get them just in time for the start of summer. They'd be great at a barbecue, don't you think?
$50, though.
Yeah. They say they'll ship in, 4 to 6 weeks.
I want it.
They know people want this, so...
I know, but for $50, I want it immediately. And I want it to be fed to me.
Chipotle giving away free burritos to 100,000 healthcare workers for National Nurses Week. Aww. They've done this before. It's pretty cool. So just go to healthcare.chipotle.com next Monday and enter for a chance to win. And brace yourself. Audio emojis are coming to your phone calls. For right now, they're just rolling it out on the Google Phone app. There are 6 of them: clapping, laughing, party, crying, the drum, and of course the poop emoji, which makes a fart sound.
Love.
But we were able to grab, this is like a leak, so it's not great quality.
Yeah, the quality is not so great, but these are apparently what they're going to sound like. So here's the first one. So that's some clapping.
Yeah, like, hey, you did a great, let's say somebody calls you, they got a promotion at work or something. You'd be like, yay, good job.
Exactly. They broke up with their boyfriend or whatever.
Or something.
Here we go, the next one. Nice little laugh track. Another one is like cheering.
Oh, now that could be the engagement one. If one of your friends gets engaged or something, she's calling you to tell you.
Or this is the last one. It's more of like a womp, womp, womp type of. again, the quality, not so great, but we'll hear it, the better quality when it comes out.
Is this needed? Like, I get it where you're typing a message and then you put the emoji, but is this going to be as we're talking, all of a sudden there's going to be sound effects in our conversation?
You'll feel like the main character in your life, though, it's of like a TV show.
Yeah, it's like you're starring in a sitcom or something.
I love it.
All right, there's the scoop.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
Don't forget the 9 o'clock hour, listening for that Billie Eilish song. When you hear it, you call her 9-609-243-9778. Or you can always tap the call button on the 94.5 PST app. You're going to win them before you can buy them, those Billie Eilish tickets. She's going to be in Philly in October. All right, coming up at, let's see, about 8:05, we're going to be in cruise court. Megan is demanding a girl's vacation. Her husband, Connor, denying that request. They'll tell you what's up. They'll fight it out. You'll get to vote.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST. 94.5 PST.
I'm not wanting you to judge me for this.
Now, it's time for the cruise court.
All right, Megan and Connor are here today because she is demanding a vacation with her girls. Right, guys? Good morning.
Yeah, she only wants to go on vacation with her friends because I've been away a lot recently.
Exactly. That's what I've been saying. You've been going away with your friends a lot, which means I deserve a trip with my friends.
I think that seems fair.
No, see, I've been away for 3 bachelor parties already this year that I wish I didn't have to go on because traveling is expensive.
Okay, well, you had the option to say no, and you didn't. So now it's my turn.
You know, it's I had no choice but to go. You can't be a groomsman at someone's wedding and not go to the bachelor party. It's not my fault all of my friends are getting married around the same time.
You can do whatever you want, though. I'm not even mad that you went. I just think it's my turn to go away with my friends now. You've been on 3 vacations this year without me, and I've been on 0.
You know, we don't have the money for this right now.
Well, we didn't have the money 2 months ago when you went to Nashville or 3 months ago when you went to Miami.
Look, I think you're being unreasonable. It's not like I planned these vacations with my friends myself. I look at them like business trips. I was morally obligated to go.
Business trips? I don't think that going to the strip club with your friends is a business trip, but okay.
This is not fair. We aren't made of money, Megan. You want to plan a trip out of spite. Do you hear how ridiculous that sounds?
No, I deserve some me time with my friends. And you're being cheap, and I'm really over you right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, let's stop it there. We get it. You guys are going to go on hold. We're going to open the phones and get votes. Now, let's just say if she gets the votes, she gets to plan a girl's vacation. If she doesn't get the votes, if he gets the most votes, then she's got to just chill until there's another moral obligation that she has to say yes to. All right, you guys good with that?
Okay. I'm good with it.
Okay. Hold on a sec.
Ooh.
You know, I have to say, I kind of see where he's coming from. I mean, come on. You have to admit, when you're in a wedding like that, you are kind of obligated to do all the wedding activities, right?
He's not wrong, but...
So just to plan it because he went away, I don't think is right. I get it. I mean, he kind of had to spend that money. She doesn't have to spend that money. She's just jealous. Dial it in, girl.
I hear you. I get it. It's awkward. You can't be the only guy out of the wedding party to knock on the bachelor's
door. Yeah.
But if he's been away 3 times this year already.
So?
I think she deserves to go.
I think that the one doesn't have anything to do with the other.
I think it does. I think he gets to do all these things while she's sitting at home the whole time.
She could have planned things when he was gone. Go out to dinner with your girls. Go to the spa.
Yeah,
do whatever.
That's different than going to...
why does she
something
have...
about Miami or Nashville. That's different than going to down, you know, down the road to eat.
So you're keeping score in your relationship? Okay, you go on a vacation, so I get to go on a vacation. That's not how it works.
I just think now if she wants to go on a vacation, he really has no place to tell her she can't.
But if they don't have money, then there's things that they have to do. I think the money has to go to those things first.
Then maybe a smaller vacation, okay. But I still think she needs to go.
I mean, we need to be in cruise court.
I know.
All right, so phones are open. You got to get to vote.
Who's right? Who's wrong?
Call now.
Call the crew now. 609-243-9778.
Hello.
Or chat with us on the 94.5 PST app.
And Megan and Connor are fighting about vacation time. They think, she thinks they deserve equal time. It's Chris and the crew, Chris, Joe, and Gianna. He's had to go to a bunch of bachelor parties, three of them. She's jealous. She wants to go away on a vacation. He's like, look, we really don't have the money for this. Like, I had to do that stuff. You don't have to do your girl vacation right now. So just chill.
Basically. It's not fair. I don't think this is fair.
The wedding thing is stuff that he has to do. She doesn't have to go on vacation because she's jealous.
You have to wake up in the morning. You have to, you know, go to work. You don't have to be in someone's wedding.
Well, how many times have you said no to being in a wedding when you were asked?
I know, yes.
But you don't say no.
If it was really that hard hitting.
Let's go to the phone. Sandy in Pennington is on the line. I'm hearing you're on her side, Sandy. Tell me why.
I'm 100% on her side. He has to be in the wedding when asked, but he doesn't have to go to every bachelor party. And the fact that he's been to three, yeah, there's some jealousy, but if he wants a good marriage going forward, he needs to accept the fact that she needs to go on vacation too, and he needs to find a way to budget for it.
Come on.
I hear her.
I don't know. It seems a little immature to me. I need to go on vacation because you did.
Yeah, but then he's just going to keep going on vacation. She's going to sit home.
Yeah, but that's linked to a wedding that he's in. He's not just saying, oh, I want to go on vacation, so I'm going to go, and you can't.
I get they have shared funds, but if she can use her own money.
Let's go to Teresa. Teresa, whose side are you on?
Hey, I'm on his side, guys. You know, three bachelor parties means three pending weddings, which will carry their own set of expenses with them. I get what she's saying. I totally understand it. And she'll get her time. She's just got to chill for a little bit.
I hear you. Get through wedding season.
It's a good point. Good point.
It seems bratty to me, almost. Like, stomp at her feet. Because she gets to, you will get your time, girl. But you don't have money right now for that.
But will she if he keeps saying yes to all these weddings? I don't know.
Come on. All right, let's go to Darlene in Levittown. I hear you're on her side.
I am. If they don't have the money, how can he afford to be in three weddings? He should have told them maybe he can't be in all three.
I think it's because of the weddings that they're a little tight on cash.
Yeah, but that's not fair to her. Just because he's in all these weddings means that she can't do what she wants to do.
She can't chill. I went years when I didn't have money from going on a vacation. A vacation is not something you have to do.
Yeah, for him either.
But he's linked to a wedding, though.
I think it's still the same.
I think it's bratty. I
do not agree. Lisa in Columbus said, this man's being cheap. Let her go on a well-deserved vacation for having to deal with a baby like him.
Oh, I think it's the opposite.
Oh my gosh.
His side, she wants his attention so to plan a vacation together. So she's annoyed that she's not getting the attention right now.
Let's see. We got an app chat from Fairless Hills that said the girl should go on her trip. Joe in Hamilton, though, said that he's on his side. If she has bachelorette parties to go to, that's one thing, but no need to go out of spite if they don't have the money for it.
Exactly. That's my point. She'll have weddings that she's in. Just chill. Jealousy is not a reason to go spend money unnecessarily.
I say go with your girls. Have a good time.
All right.
Should I tally the votes while you bring them on?
I'll get them on. All right. So, Megan and Connor, you guys have agreed that whatever our final decision is going to be is going to be your final decision. And the way we kind of set things up here is if you get the most votes, Megan, you're allowed to plan a girl's vacation. If you get the most votes, Connor, then you get to say, hey, you got to chill right now and we'll get you on vacation when we financially can get you on vacation. Okay, guys?
I'm into it.
It's a lot closer than I thought. But it is 67% on her side.
Oof.
You're going on vacation, girl.
Oof.
That's what I thought.
Go clubbing in Miami. Go wherever you want to go.
Go ahead. You do it out of spite. That's okay.
Yeah, it is okay. Oh, do your thing, girl.
All right. Thanks for calling, guys.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
Chris, we may have to go in cruise court after that.
She needs to grow up a little bit.
No.
Anyway. All right. Coming up. At about 8:30 this morning, have you heard about Cheese Ball Man?
It's everything.
So he's viral. You may have heard of him. We'll tell you. We will fill you in at 8:30.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
Have you heard of Cheese Ball Man? Oh, my God. He's everywhere.
It's actually one of my favorite things I've ever seen.
So it's this guy that was in Union Square, New York City, right, Gianna?
Yeah, and he showed up in the middle of the park in a fluorescent orange mask, like a ski mask.
So nobody really knows who he is.
And he was posting flyers around the city with his face on it and posting on social media that he was going to be doing this and eating a whole, one of those big gallon-sized things of cheese balls.
You know, the ones you see in Sam's Club or Costco or, you know, wherever.
I don't really know what the motive was for this, but a crowd showed up for Cheese Ball Man.
Hundreds of people showed up to watch Cheese Ball Man do his thing.
And today I will be eating this entire jar of cheese balls.
Do you hear all those people standing there?
He was just in the middle of the park yelling that I'm going to eat the shirts. You know, you heard him.
And people came and they sat and they watched this man who apparently, which is hilarious, has a gluten allergy, eat all these cheese balls. For no reason,
we're trying to figure out why. I mean, it's entertaining.
It's kind of like the rotisserie chicken guy. Remember that guy in Philly last year or 2 years ago? He was just eating rotisserie chickens every day, and when he was eating his final one, he was eating it every day for 30 days. Everybody went and watched him do it.
Is this what we've come to, where eating people? I mean, watching people eat is like entertainment.
Honestly,
I don't like when people watch me eat. I feel self-conscious.
I have to say, though, those videos on YouTube, those like mukbang videos, you know what I'm talking about, where people just sit there and eat. I just want to.
You're into that?
I am. Ooh. I could definitely sit there and watch people eat. I could definitely.
How many cheese balls are in that thing? Hundreds?
Oh, God.
I mean, tons.
I don't even.
He said he felt sick afterwards.
Yeah, after he finished his last cheese ball, he said, all right, I'm going to go home and throw up. So.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
Know who Cheese Ball Man is. If anybody knows who he is,
let us know.
Yeah, you gotta let us know in the 94.5 PST app. All right, coming up 8:48, we're gonna do the scoop. Oh, wait till you hear who's pregnant. Gypsy Rose Blanchard's got a new look, and Britney officially divorced. I'll fill you in.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the crew's daily scoop.
Britney is officially divorced. She and Sam finalized their divorce about 8 months, I guess, after they split up. Nothing crazy. I mean, my God, she had an ironclad prenup.
Right.
There was buzz that he was going to contest it and try to get more, but then he didn't. He probably doesn't have the money for the legal fees and stuff like that.
And right.
She's got, like, top-notch lawyers. So Britney gets to keep, like, miscellaneous jewelry from one here and other personal items, as well as, you know, what she earned before, during, after their marriage. There is other stuff, like property stuff they said that they're going to divide. Didn't see the specifics on that, but it's over. You know, by the way, I heard the stories of her going broke or completely not true. Just the money from the book that she just wrote is apparently could keep her afloat for like years.
Yeah, those rumors didn't really make sense to me, but I'm not a financial advisor and never claimed to be, yeah. So I don't know.
So officially divorced, Ed Sheeran going to celebrate the 10th anniversary of his Multiply album with an anniversary concert at the Barclays Center in New York.
Oh, wow.
On May 22nd.
That's awesome.
Love that. Soccer star Carly Lloyd is pregnant. She's like New Jersey's sweetheart, Trump Del Ran.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she and her hubby Brian are expecting their first baby. Gypsy Rose Blanchard just got a nose job.
And she got
looks really pretty.
She got highlights done. She's blonde now.
You gotta go see the picture. We put it up on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. I barely recognized her. I was like, what's that?
She looks great.
So she's been getting a lot of attention, obviously, lately, right? She's gotta look good. Here's why she said she's gotta look her best.
Everybody's just gone gypsy crazy.
Everybody's gone gypsy crazy.
Everybody has gone gypsy crazy. God.
So Airbnb is offering fans a chance to stay in homes from different movies. You would love this, Gianna. Along with like other unique events with celebrities. They're calling it icon experiences. And they're going to continue to roll them out throughout the year. Like you could stay in the house from Up.
Oh.
Or the mansion from X-Men 97.
Oh, wow.
There's also going to be like a living room performance with Doja Cat.
Oh, my God.
Private comedy show hosted by Kevin Hart.
What?
Like, this is cool stuff.
That is so cool.
Yeah, so keep listening throughout the year for that stuff. And today is World Password Day. Basically, it's a reminder for you to change all your passwords so you don't get hacked. You know, they say that if you do like a 9-character password, which most of them are, right, with mixes of numbers, upper, lowercase letters, special characters, it would take hackers like 479 years to crack. So
wow.
Don't use like
password.
Dumb stuff. 1234 password. Ugh. Like your sister's name or something. Mix it up a little bit and then you're pretty much hack proof.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's the scoop.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
Taylor Swift there, Fortnite on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Yeah, that's featuring Post Malone. It's Chris, Joe, and Gianna. If I hear one more thing about this Costco chair.
Oh, my God.
What is your deal?
I need this Costco chair. I saw it on TikTok. It's all over. Apparently, this Costco is selling a chair, and it unfolds into a bed.
It's like a futon? That's not a new concept.
No. Not a futon. It's okay. A little different. It's a chair with arms, mm-hmm. and the cushion, like, folds out so that it's almost like a bed, like a mat bed. Okay. I don't know how else to explain it.
It's a futon.
It's the coolest futon I've ever seen in my life.
On TikTok, you're going crazy?
Well, no. I just love Costco. The older I get, the more I just want to be in a Costco every day.
Is this adulting?
I don't know.
When you get so excited about your trip to Costco?
I think so. Think about it. You walk into Costco, you can have all the appetizers you want for free because right. they have all the free food.
Hot dogs.
Then you go get a hot dog and a large soda for $1.50. Where are you getting dinner for $1.50? Costco. It's everything.
That's like me when I go to CVS. You know you're adulting when you go to CVS and you know you've got those extra bucks or whatever they're called. And it starts ticking down all the money you're saving. I get like loud. I'm like, oh, look at that. I saved 10 bucks. It's so crazy. What do you get excited about as an adult?
Oh my gosh. It's so good.
I remember when we switched out the knobs. This sounds so stupid, but the knobs on our kitchen cabinets.
Yeah.
We painted. So I thought, I'm going to get some new knobs, some black knobs to go with the white and black theme in my kitchen. I was ridiculously excited about these kitchen cabinet knobs. John's looking at me like, what is happening here?
It's like all this boring stuff that you would think a few years ago. Now I'm enamored by it.
But when you're an adult, you like this stuff.
I love it. My TikTok For You page is mostly kitchen renovation videos. I get so excited.
We got some new patio furniture the other day. And I was like, oh my God, this patio furniture.
It's everything. I was looking at area rugs for my boyfriend's house. Oh my gosh, you would have thought I was on vacation in Aruba.
Are you officially an adult, like when Home Goods becomes your favorite store?
I think so.
I am obsessed.
It's everything.
Obsessed.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.